Murphy did not have a public ceremony to sign the bill. In a written statement, he said he's thrilled to sign it because it means Atlantic City casinos and racetracks throughout the state can attract new business and new fans. He said it's the right move for New Jersey and will strengthen the economy. The administration estimates state tax revenues generated from sports betting could be about $13 million in the first full year of operation. The new law authorizes the Division of Gaming Enforcement and the New Jersey Racing Commission to issue emergency regulations for a period of up to 270 days to govern sports betting. That will allow already licensed casinos and racetracks to apply for a waiver to begin sports wagering. Monmouth Park expects to start taking bets 10:30 Thursday morning. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.